All right, it's October 3rd, 2022, 16:03 hours. Ward Green here. I'd like to show you how this OBS program works. First of all, it's OBS Studio. It's called Open Broadcasting Software Studio. And when I bring the program itself, I'm trying to adapt this presentation to use this program. Oh, it's not working for me now. Hang on a second here. There. Okay. Once I bring the program on top, you probably can't see this, can you? Let me think now. Can you see that? No, you probably won't. Okay, I'll have to show you somehow. So if I transition this, hopefully you'll be able to see this. If I drag this program around on the screen and then press transition, it will update what is being seen on the screen. Let's see if this works. Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's see. Okay, let's try that. Let's click. Let's try transition. That doesn't do anything. All right. Oh, yes. No, I can show you this. I will show you how to use the program, first of all, and then we'll get back to the other screen configuration, if possible, Jehovah willing, here. So, you see at the bottom left here, it says screen capture. That's one of my scenes. I created that scene using the plus button. Click on plus, and then you enter the name of your scene. So, the first scene was default. It was just, I'm not sure what it is even. It doesn't have any sources. Right, so scene number one had no sources. If you look at the second box to the right that says sources here, are we seeing this? Let me think. I'm not even sure if you're seeing this. I have to transition that. Yeah, so if you look at this, it's just looking like a blank screen. So that's what it looked like. So if I go back to screen capture and click transition, I've selected screen capture here, which is my second. You won't be able to see that. Okay, so let me transition this. Let's go screen capture, transition. There we go. Now, if I the only way you're going to be able to see it is if I, possibly if I do this, I'm not sure. Okay. That didn't work. Oh, that's curious. Display capture and video capture device. If you look at the sources for screen capture, I'm not even sure if you're seeing this. Let me come back up here. I want to know what you're seeing. Transition. No, it's not working. Okay, so let's just resize this. Transition. Let's go back to display transition. Okay, it doesn't work. It's not working. I don't know how to use it, I guess. Let's see. Scene. Transition. Screen capture, transition. Screen capture, it didn't go to screen capture. Hang on. There we go. Right. It's not working. If I look at video capture device, you're not seeing anything right now. Okay, let's go back. Let's just go Control Z. There we go. Transition. There we go. We're getting there. I think there's something wrong with the sizing of it, I think. Yeah, duplicate scene, duplicate sources. Duplicate the scene. We've gotten part of it back. Let's see. I'm going to have to stop the... I can't stop the program because it will... There it is. Okay, just a second now. I may have just solved this issue. Yeah, okay, I've got it. So I needed to maximize the window. Now you're actually seeing what I'm seeing on the left. Now, when I go onto the left, okay, I'm trying to show you something. Let me go down here and see whether I can show... Yeah, this looks right. The program now is showing you... something the same as I'm seeing. I'm not sure if you're seeing the same size. That's my problem. Let's maximize again. Yeah, it's because we're not maximized. There we go. Maximize and then shrink. Now we're going, yeah, so whenever we change display, there are incompatibilities between the Apple display of the laptop MacBook Pro, which Apple makes, and the other display that I have, which is an Acer. But any other display would be incompatible, I believe. So now I can show you what's happening. Look at screen capture down here on the left. I can show you, and look at the one above it, scene. If I click on scene, you're going to see that. That's got nothing because there are no sources to the right in the right box here. In this box on the lower left, second from the left, there's no source listed. But if I click on screen capture, which is my entry that I added, I can just delete this scene here. We don't need it. But you know, I could just go down here and say garbage can, click on the garbage can here on the lower left here, very bottom, second from left, that garbage can. I could delete it, or I could just go screen capture instead, which is the one I created. It's a scene that I created called screen capture. And in that screen capture, I've added two sources. Let's look at the first one. First one is called display capture, okay? And when I look at the gear here, at the bottom, the very bottom of the screen, can you see that? Yeah, you can see that. I'm looking at the program source. When I look, see on the right that we have the program screen capture, and on the left we have the preview. So whatever I do to alter my preview, I can then click on transition here, and that transfers whatever I changed over here to the program window. So right now I'm not going to try to change anything, but that's how you do it. I don't want to do anything too complex. I'm just trying to show you. If we look at display capture, we can look at the gear at the bottom. Click at that. Click on that. And it says properties. And it says built-in retina display, 1728. So it shrinks the screen down from, what is the size of that display? 3456 times 2334 or something? Come, let me look at that. Let me check that independently about this Mac. System report. Graphics. Displays, it'll tell me it's right. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Three, four, five, six by 2234. Yeah, that's the resolution. So it scaled it down to 1728 by 1117, which is basically one half. Yeah, 3456 by 2234. That's right. That's so it scaled the if we look at this number 1728 by 1117, that's one half. That enables us to store this retina display capture. It's a much smaller file. It's only, you know, I'm not sure how many times smaller. It's a lot more than four times smaller, I know that, but it's also doing something else, I believe, to make it smaller. But anyway, we have crop none. I'm not cropping it. I'm just taking the whole retina display of the M1 Max MacBook Pro 16 inch that I've got. So now let's just close the property. Okay, close property, cancel or close. Now we'll look at the other one, video capture device. That's this one, right? So if I and it's selected in red, you can see this is my video capture window. That I'm using my webcam to capture my headshot, and then that's located. I can resize it, right, by dragging it, or I can alt drag it using the alt or the options key. I can re-crop it, but now I can press command Z. I mean Windows, I guess it would be the Windows button Z or something, or Control Z or whatever program. In maybe in Linux it's Control Z, but you're going undo, Command Z in Mac OS. That undoes the change I made. Okay. Now there was no other change I made, so pressing Command Z again does nothing. But if I keep pressing it, it does nothing after I'm finished undoing. So that's what I've got. And when I look at for that device, which is video capture, if I look at the gear, it says FaceTime HD camera. It's using my webcam. That's what I selected as my device. If I had another camera, I could probably select that. And then we have preset. I've preset it to 1920 by 1080, so it's 1080p. That's what I'm using it at. Cancel. Now, so that's how I set this up. And that's the entirety of it. I added my video capture afterwards, so it came on top. First, I did the display capture. I'm not sure if we'd be able to put the video capture on top or if it automatically comes on top. But if you see this here, we have these eyeball buttons here. If we click on that, we can make our webcam capture disappear, and it just resorts to the screen display, the screen capture. And if we make the screen capture disappear and the other one disappear, we get nothing. So together they look like this. That's how I built my OBS studio capture screen for the study. Okay, so the question is, all right, now how do we get it to appear the way we want it here, right? Now I've forgotten how we were doing it. What were we doing? Okay, now we just need to get it to appear. We want our screen. Oh, I know. Well, I know one way to do it. Yeah. Well, one way to do it is to leave our, we leave our capture the way it is. Let's come back here. Let's maximize the window. And that makes the screen the way we want it. Okay? Whatever screen we're on. But it can't be the screen we're capturing. Some other screen. We want to be on a different screen other than the one we're capturing. And then if we maximize, then we could resize it again to whatever size we want, and it will still show the correct program screen, which you're currently looking at. That's the correct screen. But one more thing has to be done here, and that is I want to see that same screen when I look over here. So I'm gonna try to modify that. Okay, so I'm just gonna drag my. You're not gonna see this. Because I'm not going to transfer this over onto the program side using the transition button, but I'm just going to copy this screen, or not copy it, drag it over into my window here so I can do my Bible study. Hopefully, anyway. What else am I going to do here? Let's see. Okay, good. I need to resize it so it's the right size, and then I can zoom in on my yeah, that looks pretty good. Right, that's good. Let's see, how can I do this? Can I maximize that? Yes, I can, I think, but it's outside the okay. I need to get my size. I guess I can. It's functional anyway. And you're going to see basically the same thing, except you're going to see it looking a little better than I'm seeing it. So Psalm chapter 3, little children, Jehovah, help us to learn from your wisdom, to help us to be prayerful during our study, and to pray to your own self, to your person, the person of Jehovah, for guidance when we're reading our Bible text for today, which is, well, one of two, at least two. I think we're going to do Psalm 3 and Ecclesiastes 3. And may you guide us and help us to be wise in our use of these scriptures, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, a melody of David when he was running away on account of Absalom, his son. Absalom, the son of David, committed some kind of treachery, where he took the authority for himself over the kingdom, and David had to run away at some point because because of the situation in which David found himself. Without going into that right now, let's read the psalm and see what it says. O Jehovah, why have my adversaries become many? Why are many rising up against me? Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him by God. Selah. Selah is a word that may mean something like truly, or it's a Hebrew word, the meaning of which is not certain. It could also mean, you know, players on the stringed instruments, play your chorus, or play your reprieve. You know, it could mean something like that. All right, verse 3. And yet you, O Jehovah, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one lifting up my head. With my voice I shall call to Jehovah himself, and he will answer me from his holy mountain. Selah. As for me, I will lie down that I may sleep. I shall certainly awake, for Jehovah himself keeps supporting me. I shall not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves in array against me round about. Do arise, O Jehovah. Save me, O my God. For you will have to strike all my enemies on the jaw. The teeth of wicked ones you will have to break. Salvation belongs to Jehovah. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah. That was Psalm chapter 3, or Psalms 3. Let's do this now. I'm not sure if this is going to, I think this will work, but I'll have to check it maybe. I will check after I'm done changing over to the chapter that we're about to read here. Okay, so let's get this again. Let's maximize this. Should I? Yeah, I'll maximize it. And I'll see what we've got. Well, that's not right. That was my mistake. Okay, here we go. Let's drag it. It's unmaximized. That's what I'm looking at, except that that's the size of my picture on the right, and then on the left I have the Bible. That's what I'm seeing. So let's go back again. Let's drag this program again. OBS Studio. Let me drag it out of the screen here. There we go. Let's go maximize so it resizes it. There we go. So I mean, it's a little bit. Probably it's because I don't fully know how to use it. That's probably what the problem is. There are ways to do this, I suspect, in a way that's better than the way I'm doing it. But anyway, now that I've changed over, it's seeing the correct verse and chapter as well as I can drag the OBS program back over again so I can see what I was showing you with my large headshot sitting beside the chapter. So it's basically, it's quite similar to what you're seeing, but what you're seeing is a little bit more clean, I suppose. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything there is an appointed time, even a time for every affair under the heavens, a time for birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what was planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to wail and a time to skip about, a time to throw stones away and a time to bring stones together, a time to embrace and a time to keep away from embracing, a time to seek and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to rip apart and a time to sew together, a time to keep quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What advantage is there for the doer in what he is working hard at? I have seen the occupation that God has given to the sons of mankind in which to be occupied. Everything he has made pretty in its time. even time indefinite, he has put in their heart, that mankind may never find out the work that the true God has made from the start to the finish. I have come to know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good during one's life, and also that every man should eat and indeed drink and see good for all his hard work. It is the gift of God. I have come to know that everything that the true God makes, it will prove to be to time indefinite. To it there is nothing to add, and from it there is nothing to subtract. But the true God himself has made it, that people may be afraid on account of him. What has happened to be, it had already been. And what is to come to be, has already proved to be. And the true God himself keeps seeking that which is pursued. And I have further seen under the sun the place of justice where there was wickedness, and the place of righteousness where wickedness was. I myself have said in my heart, the true God will judge both the righteous one and the wicked one. For there is a time for every affair and concerning every work there. I have said in my heart with regard to the sons of mankind that the true God is going to select them, that they may see that they themselves are beasts. For there is an eventuality as respects the sons of mankind, and an eventuality as respects the beast. And they have the same eventuality. As the one dies, so the other dies. And they all have but one spirit, so that there is no superiority of the man over the beast. For everything is vanity. All are going to one place. They have all come to be from the dust, and they are all returning to the dust. Who is there knowing the spirit of the sons of mankind, whether it is ascending upward, and the spirit of the beast, whether it is descending downward to the earth? And I have seen that there is nothing better than that the man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. Because who will bring him in to look on what is going to be after him? So that is precisely the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And it's such a powerful, powerful chapter. But now I've lost OBS. It's gone. Where is it? Where are you? We're going to have to shrink these down. It's disappeared. Everything is gone here. OBS is gone. Okay, so it's behind here. I take it. It's not visible there either. I've lost OBS. It's disappeared. Oh, there it is. I see it now. Okay, it went to my other screen and I didn't know it. Okay, good. We're going to come back now. Those are my terminal windows. You can see my timer there accidentally, but let's just do this. Let's pop this back up if we can here. Where is it? There it is. That's better. That's where we were. Now let's transition this over. So now we've got a bigger window here. Let's see if we can... Yeah, we can't really make it... Okay, I know what we can do. You know what we can do? We can make this smaller, right? And then we can change the crop here. First of all, what you do is you drag the corner to make it smaller. Okay, I'll show you that. I've made it smaller by dragging the corner of the red, which you can't see, I suppose. But yeah, it gets a red, it gets red marks around it, and you hook onto those red marks and drag. So I can resize whatever size I think I want, and then I can alt drag on the red box and make it bigger. So like that, I've changed the crop, changing the crop of this window. You know, in sections, I'm dragging different parts of this window to change the crop. There, I've just resized it as well. Now I can drag it. I can move the window to the center and do that. So there it is. Now I can, let's resize it again, like this, okay? And then let's drag the crop to a bigger place. Can I do that? Let's see. Well, I can do that. Let's see. Let's put it down here. I think we ran out of crop on the one side here. Let's try this. Oh, I just moved something. Let's move it back. Why did I drag the Bible text? I dragged the Bible text. I'm going to go back to where I haven't dragged the Bible text. There it is. So if I go back to where the Bible text is positioned correctly, which is right there, that's where it should be on the left. Now I accidentally had dragged it somehow. So now if I can resize this window again, like this. Now by dragging it and then clicking transition to bring it over to the program window, which you're seeing. But now I can alt drag the bottom or the corner, and I'll drag both corners, one to the left, one to the right, and then I'll click transition and you see this. So I've just alt dragged the corners to get that. Now I can resize it if I want to fill this window, and then drag it to the center, and then click transition, and this is what you see. So now we can talk like that. Okay, so now I want to drag this down here into the main window so that when I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the cam. That's good. Yeah, that's better. So it's not maybe perfect because I'm looking at a double screen where I'm seeing left and right, whereas you're only seeing this screen, this frame. I'm recording. We're 26 minutes into the recording. We've read our scriptures. I want to say something to everybody here. It really pains my heart that there could be an organization, or any organization really, but even any individual, even an individual or a person who is not part of an organization, it pains my heart that anybody would not be able to, or would not accept the chronology that I have been working on for many years, almost day and night for a good part of that time period of those years, with the birth of Christ in 6 BCE now, and the fact that I've presented that in my article, Born and Raised. Oh, wait a minute. You know what I should do? I just realized. I am going to do that, I think. I'm going to present. Let's try and resize this. I'm going to show this. I'm going to try and show the article on the page here if I can here. Let's see. Is this it here? Yeah, this is it here. So, okay. I'm going to try and drag this. Maybe I'll just copy that address. Go to my browser. Okay, how can I get my browser here? Can I do that? Well, I've got the screen capture. That's right. So what I could do? Okay, that's possible. Let me just let's drag this window. Oh, sorry. There it is. I'll get it, I think. Let's drag this window over here. Let's zoom again. No, that was wrong. Sorry. Hang on. Let's alt drag. Right, like this. So here we go. Let's transition. So now I'm showing myself in one side, but I want to select the other screen on top. How do I get that? Is that how? Let's see. No, I guess I have to do it again like this. Yeah. Right. Let's do it again this way. Okay, we'll try that. Oh, I know. I'll do it this way. Okay. So this is good. I'm going to get better at this, I think. But let's see what we can do here. Let's get our browser open. Which browser window is it? Let's see. Is it this one? No. This one? Yes, I think. This one right here. There we have it. So let me paste that. I was looking up how much recording can you get on a 1 terabyte SSD in ProRes. But here is the program. Okay, let's go to the top. This is the Born and Raised program that I was trying to explain, that I've often mentioned, which really goes into a lot of the research regarding the birth of Christ in 6 BCE and how it was shown to be very consistent with the Bible, and it's the best dating of which I can present to people. So you know what I can do? I can resize this, actually. Let's resize the browser window just slightly. Let's bring it to one side so we can see that. And then I can show, yeah, if I bring this over here, of course, I can then, I don't have to change anything now, but I can just show that. Yeah, that should do it. So, you know, it's divided into 12 chapters, and there's a detailed chapter about the I don't know what to call him, the person named William Ramsey, but what should I call him? The researcher or the biblical scholar? That's what he is. William Ramsey, who has presented a story in chapter 5. But then chapter 6 talks about the Roman. Whoops. Yeah, chapter 6. I can't go back. I thought I could go back. But actually, I'm going forward, so I want to go to the top and then go to chapter 6. If I click on 6, right, then I go back, should pop to the beginning. It does. So, but if I can use the back button. So you can use the back button to jump around in the chapters. But in chapter 6, the Roman history is brought into harmony, shown how it's shown in chapter 6 how the Roman history is in harmony with the date of 6 BCE. And not only 6 BCE, but there was another survey in 6 CE also. But since the dates CE and BCE were not brought about or introduced until much hundreds of years later after Christ, there's no confusion between 6 BCE and 6 CE to the people of Jesus' time, because they didn't have those datings called CE and BCE. They didn't know about BCE. And the fact that Jesus was born 6 years before the zero point in the chronology is really not of any consequence, because 500 years later was when the time of Christ's birth was estimated by that person who introduced the common era as a concept. So there's no distress caused by the fact that it's 6 years different, and there's no advantage in choosing another date for Christ's birth based on the fact that other date might be less than 6 years different from the zero point. That's not really an advantage at all. It's got to do with all of the facts and how they harmonize. That's what the argument has got to rightly be. So my article here, the Born and Raised article, talks about many, many things, including the things I've just mentioned, that substantiate the time for the birth of Christ. So that's what I wanted to mention. So now that I've said that, let me try to zoom back here. Well, I'll need to bring this OBS program back so I can see and resize once again, like that, and also recrop and move it. You can drag it. You can drag the window itself. You can recrop it. You can resize it and center it, and it's quite a powerful program, this OBS program. So I'm going to try to resize it up. There we go. That's better, I think. So there's no gaps. There we have a beautiful camera image. Now I wanted to mention I'm researching the idea of buying a good low light camera, because this camera that I'm using, it looks really good right now, but the quality of the saved image is probably a little less than perfect, but this is a great camera, actually. I think it looks good even in this light. Looks fine. Oh, by the way, I've got good light right now because I've got this other window open here on my other monitor. If I close that, it will definitely make it dimmer. So maybe we should keep that light. It works well like that. But I could also bring a brighter window somewhere else and see whether that helps too. And listen to the gypsy jazz of Angelo de Barre. the French guitarist. I want to also play some of Joe Chostefan. I want to jump into it. I don't want the commentary. There it is. Joshua Stefan. He's German. Thank you. that's not the one I was looking for, actually. I'm trying to find something that's more, that sounds more like blues, which that does not, even though it's called blues. It doesn't sound like blues. Let's see. What do we have? What's this? Still looking for it. Hang on a second here. I'm looking for longer, a longer performance, I believe, is the one that. I'm not looking for his trio either. Yeah, I'm looking for him when he's playing with other musicians. That's his trio we're listening to there. So I'm not finding it. But anyway, he definitely has a considerable blues influence, more so than some of the other. You know, similar guitar player, not similar, but jazz guitar players, let's say. Some of the other jazz guitarists like Tommy Emmanuel. And as I learned yesterday, Angelo De Barre, and also, there's somebody called Stokolo Rosenberg, also, is another jazz guitar player. And there's another one, Birelli Lagren. Birelli Lagren is he French? I believe he's French. Another French guitar player, right? Whereas Stokolo Rosenberg is he German? I forgot. Okay, that probably says. Yeah, there it is. It's right here. It's the Wikipedia entry for his name. He's Dutch, right? He's Dutch. So we have jazz guitar players in Europe. Basically, we've got a few, at least a few, maybe quite a few. There are more because I've seen a group that was playing together, another group that was playing together that had something like four different guitar players at least. And they were all different, not any of the ones I've just mentioned, I believe. They were all different. So they weren't any of the ones I just mentioned. So there are a lot of guitar players that we can look into for getting ideas about music. Well, let's just play something here. See, even if we just, here's one here. Yeah, this is the 1 hour performance. This is a performance. This is his. Is this his trio? Yeah, this is his trio. Yosho Stefan.
The one and only Mr.
Yosho Stefan. Yosho Stefan, right. That's how they pronounce it. So let's see what he's playing here. Yeah, this is a live performance. So. Some of the blues influences in this playing of Yosho Stefan is, I hear the blues influence, and it's some classic influence that is, I want to learn more about it, but it's something I already recognize. I recognize that there are places in the jazz and in the music of the jazz where he goes into this blues, which is completely in harmony with it, but nobody else knows that or does it that way. It's quite remarkable. I'm very interested in that. So let's go into a different song. Different song. Some of these guitarists also play things like Hungarian Waltz No. 5 and things like, which are very exciting to listen to. Thank you. one where he's playing with Peter Auchbach. Auchbach.
Was haben wir ein Programm?
And das. They're both German.
I wish you health.
Wait a minute.
Ja, das war meine Komposition Holo Beyond und bin sehr froh, dass Joshua die mit mir spielen möchte. Und das klingt total geil.
Dankeschön, vielen Dank. Ja, ich freue mich sehr, dass es geklappt hat. Tolle Nummer, die Peter geschrieben hat, aber hat es auch in sich, also da muss man erstmal. Aber auch schon. Dankeschön, Peter. Vielen Dank.
Na gut.
Was a remarkable performance by Barelli Lagren with many other guitar players in this performance. Let's see if we can get them. Possibly, yeah, let's see. Yeah. And a fiddle player, right, a violinist, yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, this one I think might be interesting. This is Le Grand and Stefan, both together.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see if we can do this here. Hang on. No, that's not right. Hang on. That's pretty good. Okay, so let's, there we are. There we are. Okay, just trying to transition back into what we can see. Good. All right, not bad. So that was great, though. I mean, what else can I do there? That's filling the screen? Yeah. I can drag it, yeah. We can drag this thing around. Like, I could put it there and then click transitions. It's over there. You can drag the window on the left pane of the OBS studio, and then, you know, I could put it on the other side, click again. See, I can reposition this window to be in the center or wherever I want it. So it's quite powerful, this program. But that was an example of some of the Gypsy Jazz guitar players that are out there. I've only begun to investigate this. Years ago, we didn't have the YouTube, you know, so we didn't have the ability to do that. There's going to be a lot of research, and there is going to be a lot of research that I can do, I believe, now. And I was investigating this song. It's a great song. This song, the Billie Holiday song with Lester Young as co-writer here, it says, All of Me, Take Three, it says. All of Me, it's called hyphen Take Three. And this is a great song. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to loose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? That's the great song, All of Me. I mean, it's a great song. And the melody, these guys, these jazz performers, guitar players, play this song. They play that song. They do it. It's one of the ones that they also do Sweet Georgia Brown, and these are classics that they do, among many others that they do. Virtually all of them know these songs, and they can play together and improvise on these songs. So it's... they're quite skilled at improvisation, to say the least. I mean, they're very skilled. And I can listen to this in the background all day long and learn about music while I'm doing other things. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's now time to stop, I believe, this recording. It's Ward Green. It's October 3rd, 2022, 17:03 hours. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your life and enjoy everything that you can find to do with your hands. In Jesus' name, we're grateful, Jehovah, for this day of life. And I love you all. Bye for now. You know, keep on keeping on, like they say. But the wonderful world and the good things it has to offer are sometimes a temptation, but there are also some magnificent things to observe in the world, and I hope you can accept the things that Jehovah offers in Jesus' name. And once again, bye for now.